It's been nearly 2 years since an Oregon law took effect allowing law enforcement and family to petition a court to remove someone's firearms. As similar laws take effect across the country and federal lawmakers consider a national policy, Guns in America's Jonathan Levinson looks at how that law has worked in Oregon. A warning to listeners, this story deals with suicide.
And you look at this guy and you think, he wants to commit suicide?
Yeah, right.
No, I don't
right.
think so.
Diane is talking about her son, Josh. She's in the kitchen doing a jigsaw puzzle with her sister, Irene. In the fall of 2017, Josh's girlfriend broke up with him, and it hit him hard. He became depressed and started drinking. But he was good at hiding his depression from others.
So when he'd leave, my mom goes, he's doing great. And it's like, no, he's not. He's so good at putting on that face. And
Guns in America isn't using Josh or his family's last name to protect his privacy. In February 2018, Josh shot himself in the leg. On the way to the hospital, he told his mom he had tried to kill himself.
And then it just seemed like all of a sudden he spiraled down bad.
Eventually, Diane would use Oregon's newly created extreme risk protection orders to have her son's firearms removed. The laws are commonly known by the acronym ERPO, or as red flag laws. Oregon's version allows immediate family, cohabitants, or law enforcement to ask a judge to prohibit a person from owning or buying a firearm for 1 year. The law went into effect on January 1st, 2018. Guns in America has reviewed all 166 petitions filed in the state through October 31st, 2019. They paint a picture of people in extraordinary crisis.
Oh, man, I about tore my heart out. Felt like he hated me.
For the couple of months after Josh shot himself, he was in and out of the hospital. But since he hid his depression and suicidal thoughts from doctors, they were limited in what they could do.
But he definitely talked about he was depressed, and he would say, I want to die.
She followed the doctor's advice and tried to take his guns from him, but he refused.
And I had tried at one point, and he got in my face and said, get the blank out of here.
Finally, in April 2018, a police officer on a wellness check at their home told Diane about the new extreme risk protection orders. Of the 166 petitions filed in Oregon since the law took effect, more than two-thirds were for people at risk of suicide. There was a father in Josephine County whose son had a history of cutting himself and jumping from moving vehicles. And nearly a quarter of the ERPO petitions were related to domestic violence, like the Washington County man who pointed a loaded gun at his wife and said, maybe I'll take us both out. Currently, 17 states plus the District of Columbia have extreme risk protection orders. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum told OPB in an August interview that Oregon's law hasn't been widely promoted.
It is not being widely used. It is not widely known about.
Of Oregon's 36 counties, 11 haven't issued a single ERPO, and 7 have issued just one. Part of that may be a function of awareness for the new law, but it may also be political.
I believe that if there's a preconceived notion that these are not appropriate in our county, it's not going to occur to any law enforcement to try to process them.
Rachel Espy is executive director of the SAFE Project, a domestic violence advocacy program in Coos County, Oregon.
So I think that it's more of a culture here in Coos County that everyone has a right to a firearm because of our Second Amendment rights.
She supports the Second Amendment, but says not everyone has a right to a firearm. While Oregon's law may not have been fully embraced, law enforcement officials in some states have said they won't enforce an ERPO law. Detective Lucas Franks with the Washington County Sheriff's Office in Oregon has been using them for almost 2 years.
It's certainly not the answer to all the problems, but it can be a useful tool.
He says before, there were times when he would just have to accept that a risk would be left unaddressed.
That void that we may not have been able to resolve in the past, the ERPO potentially helps with that.
Diane said getting the ERPO for her son Josh was a wake-up call for him.
I think it really shocked him what I did, and I think that it really gave him some reality.
Soon after the order was in place, Josh got sober. His mom said he started going to Alcoholics Anonymous and seeing a therapist.
I don't know that he'll ever come to me and say thank you for all you did, but that's okay.
She says that is part of being a parent. For Guns in America, I'm Jonathan Levinson.